The next word is the. The word, the, in English is a definite article, meaning it points to a specific noun. In Russian, the definite article doesn't exist as a separate word. Instead, it's expressed through grammatical endings, which are different for each noun. Here's an example sentence. Я люблю этот город. Breakdown. I люблю. Люблю. Love. Этот. Этот. This masculine, singular. Город. Город. City. Translation. I love this city. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, neuter, which affect their endings. Case. The ending of the word. Город. Is. Ort. Because the noun is in the nominative case, indicating the subject of the sentence. Pronunciation. Я люблю. Люблю. Этот. Этот. Город. Город. Variations. If we were talking about a female city, we would use это. Eater. This feminine, singular, if we were talking about a city in general, we would use город. Without any article. English translation of words. The, expressed through endings I. Я, love. Люблю. Люблю, this. Этот. Этот, city. Город. Город. The next word is already. Sentence. Я. Ужу. Закончил. Работу. Breakdown. I, this is the personal pronoun in the nominative case. It's the subject of the sentence. Pronounce as, я. Уже, я. Уже. Already, this is an adverb that indicates that something has been completed. It's often used with the past tense. The, ZH, is like a, J, in, jump, so pronounce as, уже. Закончил. Закончил. Закончил, finished, this is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb закончить. Закончит. Закончит, to finish. Pronounce as закончил. Работу. Работу. Работу, work, accusative case, this is the accusative case of the noun работа. Работа. Работа, work. Pronounce as работу. Translation. I have already finished work. Key concepts. Adverbs. Adverbs in Russian often modify verbs and can express time, place, or manner. Verb tenses. Russian verbs have different forms for each tense, including present, past, and future. Noun cases. Nouns change their endings depending on their role in the sentence. Variations of already. Уже, я. Уже. Уже is the most common way to say already in Russian. Pronunciation. Already. Уже. Уже, work. Работа. Работа, finished. Закончил. Закончил, I. Я. Я. The next word is concern. The word concern can be used in several ways in Russian. 1. Concern as a noun. The noun. Беспокойство. Беспокойство. Means worry or concern. The stress is on the second syllable. Беспокойство. Sentence. Я испытываю беспокойство за свою семью. jest tyme ubi jest I ok jest mozares moju semju. Breakdown. Ja. Ja. I. Jest tyme u. Jest tyme u. I experience, present tense, first person singular. Istakoistma. B-E-S-T-O-K istmo. Concern, worry. Za. Za. For. Smayu. S-moyu. My, feminine singular. Simu. Semu. Family. Translation. I am concerned about my family. 2. Concern as a verb. The verb. Bespokoit. Bespokoit. Means to worry, concern, or bother. The stress is on the second syllable. Sentence. Не беспокойтесь. Все будет хорошо. Не беспокойтесь. Все будет хорошо. Breakdown. Не. Не. Do not, negative particle. Беспокойтесь. Беспокойтесь. Worry, concern yourselves, imperative plural. Все. VSE. Everything. Будет. Будет. Will be, future tense, third person singular. Хорошо. Хорошо. Good, fine. Translation. Don't worry, everything will be fine. Key concepts. Stress. The stress in Russian is not always predictable. So pay attention to how words are stressed. In the examples above, the stress is on the second syllable of беспокойство and беспокоит. Case, the noun беспокойство. In the first sentence is in the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. It is used with the preposition за for gender. The word семья, семья, is a feminine noun, so the adjective свою, свою, is also feminine singular. Pronunciation. Беспокойство. 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 Беспокоит. 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 English and Russian translation. Concern. Беспокойство. 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 Concern, verb. Беспокоит. 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 The next word is product. Hash hash. Продукт. Этого. Завода. Очень. Популярен. Breakdown. Продукт. Product, this is the noun, product, in the nominative case. Pronunciation. Product. Этого. Этого, this is the genitive case of the demonstrative pronoun это or ito, meaning this. Pronunciation. Atoho. Завода. Завода, this is the genitive case of the noun заме or де. Завод, meaning factory. Pronunciation. Завода. Очень. Ocean, this is the adverb very. Pronunciation, O-H-N. Popularin. popularum, this is the adjective, popular, in the masculine singular nominative case. Pronunciation. Popularen. Translation. The product of this factory is very popular. Key concepts. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging. Adjectives. Russian adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Word order. In Russian, the word order is more flexible than in English. Variations. Produkty. Produkty, the plural of product. Popularna. Popularna, the feminine singular nominative form of popular. Popularna. Populiano, the neuter singular nominative form of popular. Popularni. Populiani, the plural form of popular. English and Russian translation. Product. Produkt. Product, popular. Popularni. Populiani. The next word is lose. Ya. Ya. I am Ogeu. Mogu. Kanpeote yeryate yeri. Potriat. To lose kailute. Klyuch. Key. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. I. Pronunciation. Ya. Like the English, ya, but with a slightly softer, y, sound. Mogu. Mogu. Can. Pronunciation. Mogu, with a slightly softer, g, sound. Peote yeryate yeri. Potriat. To lose, pronunciation, potiriat. The, e, is short, like the, e, in, bet. The, y, is like the, y, in, yes, but slightly softer. Kailuche. Klyuch. Key, pronunciation, klyuch. The, ch, is like the, ch, in, church. Key concepts. Mogu. Mogu. Can is an irregular verb, and it changes form depending on the subject. I, you, he slash she slash it, we, you, they. The infinitive form of the verb, to lose, is teyeryateyeri. Teyat. But in this sentence, it is peoteyeryateyeri. Potriat. This is because it is being used in the infinitive form, and is conjugated to fit the present tense in the first person singular, I. Kailuche. Klyuch. Ki is a masculine noun. Translation. I can lose the key. Variations. Teyeryateyeri. Teyat. To lose, infinitive form peoteyeryael. Potrial. Lost, masculine past tense peoteyeryaela. Potriala. Lost, feminine past tense peoteyeryaeli. Potriali. Lost, plural past tense. Pronunciations. Lose, lose key, key. The next word is story. Hush, hush. Historia. Pro. Marchika. I. Sabaku. Bula. Ochin. Interesnoi. Breakdown. Historia. Pronounced. Historia, this is the noun, story, in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. It is the direct translation of the English word, story. Pro. Pronounced. Pra, this is a preposition meaning, about. Marchika. Pronounced. Malkika, this is the noun, boy, in the accusative case. It is the object of the preposition pero. I. Pronounced. I, this is the conjunction, and. Sabaku. Pronounced. Sabiaku, this is the noun, dog, in the accusative case. It is the second object of the preposition pair or bra. Pronounced bla, this is the past tense of the verb to be in the feminine singular form. It agrees with the subject, est area. Ochin. Pronounced ohn, this is the adverb, very. Interesnoi. Pronounced interesnoi, this is the adjective, interesting, in the feminine singular form. It modifies the noun est area. English translation. The story about the boy and the dog was very interesting. Key concepts. Nouns and cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. This is called declension. In this sentence, we see the nominative and accusative cases. Gender agreement. Adjectives and verbs must agree in gender with the nouns they modify or describe. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that connect nouns or pronouns to other words in a sentence. They can change the case of the following noun. Helpful hints. Pay close attention to the endings of the words. This is crucial for understanding the grammar and meaning of the sentence. Practice saying the words out loud. This will help you learn the pronunciation and rhythm of the Russian language. You can use flashcards or other memorization techniques to help you learn the Russian vocabulary. Word translations and pronunciation. Historia. Pronounced historia, story. Pro. Pronounced pra, about. Malchik. Pronounced malchik, boy. I. Pronounced e and sabaka. Pronounced sabiaka, dog. Bla. Pronounced bla, was. Ochin. Pronounced ohn, very. Interesnoi. Pronounced interesnoi, interesting. The next word is almost. The word almost in Russian is почти. Почти. This word is an adverb, meaning it describes a verb, adjective, or another adverb. It is used to indicate that something is very close to happening or being true, but not quite. The pronunciation is почти. Here is an example. Я почти закончил свою работу. Я почти закончил свою работу. Я, I, pronounced, я. Почти. Почти, almost, pronounced, почти. Закончил. Закончил, finished, pronounced, закончил. Свою. Свою, my, pronounced, svou. Работу. Работу, work, pronounced, работу. This sentence translates to, I almost finished my work. The word почти. Почти can also be used in other contexts, such as почти все студенты пришли на урок. Почти все студенты пришли на урок. Almost all the students came to class. Он почти достиг своей цели. Он почти достиг своей цели. He almost reached his goal. The word почти. Почти is an important word to learn in Russian, as it is used frequently in everyday conversation and writing. The next word is continue. Please provide me with an English word so I can craft a Russian sentence for you. The next word is or. The word or is a conjunction that connects two or more options. In Russian, it is translated as или. Pronounced или. Here is an example sentence. English. You can choose the red shirt or the blue one. Russian. Или. Сенюю. Ты можешь выбрать красную рубашку или синюю. Let's break it down. Тайеру. Ты. Pronounced Thai means U-M-O-J-E-S-H-I-E-R-I. Можешь. Pronounced Mojesh means can or may vayeru beratayeri. Выбрать. Pronounced vibrat means to choose k-r-i-s-n-u-u. Красную. Pronounced krasnuyu means rederu beashakau. Rubashku. Pronounced rubashku means shirt s-e-n-u-u. Sinuyu. Pronounced CIU means blue. Key concept. In Russian, the conjunction I is used to connect two or more options, just like or in English. Pronunciation tips. The yeru sound in t is similar to the I in bit or sit. The ye sound in mozhesh and выбрат is similar to the E in bed or set. The A sound in красную is similar to the A in father or car. The U sound in рубашку is similar to the U in moon or food. The U sound in синюю is similar to the U in moon or food, followed by a Y sound. English or I. Ili. The next word is stand. The word stand is a versatile verb in English and has many corresponding verbs in Russian. In this sentence, we use the verb stayat, pronounced stayat, which means to stand in the present tense. Он стоит на улице. Он стоит на улице. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced он, he. Стоит. Pronounced стоит, stands. На. Pronounced на, он. Улице. Pronounced улице, the street. This sentence translates to, he stands on the street. Key concepts. In Russian, verbs are conjugated, meaning they change form depending on the subject and tense. This sentence uses the masculine singular form of the verb. Стоят. Pronounced стоят. Variations of the verb stand in Russian. Стоят. Pronounced стоят, to stand, present tense. Стоял. Pronounced стоял, stood, past tense, masculine singular. Стояла. Pronounced стояла, stood, past tense, feminine singular. Стояла. Pronounced стояло, stood, past tense, neuter singular. Стояли. Pronounced стояли, stood, past tense, plural. English, stand. Стоят. Pronounced стоят. The next word is thol. The word thol in English can be translated into Russian as цели. T symbol 361 S open air acute L small cap IJ. Sentence. У меня цели деньги занят работой. У. M small cap IN mod J stress M. Small cap I n mod j stress j a lengthened t s open air acute l small cap I j d d mod j e n mod j b small cap I l z turned a stress n mod j a t R turned A, stress B O, lengthened T, schwa J. Breakdown. U. U, this is a preposition meaning at, or with, and is used before the noun. Mina. M small cap I n mod j stress j a lengthened, meaning, me. Mina. M small cap I n mod j stress j a lengthened, this is the object pronoun for, me. Xeru. T symbol 361 s open air acute l small cap I j, this is the adjective, whole, entire, or, complete. It modifies the noun. Yin. D mod j e n mod j. Yin. D mod j e n mod j, this is the noun, day. Bl. B small cap I l, this is the past tense of the verb, to be, meaning, was. Zanut. Z turned a stress n mod j a t, this is the past participle of the verb, to be busy, meaning, busy. In this sentence, it acts as a predicate adjective. Rabotai. R turned a stress b o lengthened t schwa j, this is the instrumental case of the noun, work, meaning, by work. Translation. I was busy with work the whole day. Variations. Xeri. T symbol 361 s open air acute l small cap I j, can also be used to mean, complete, or, entire. For example. Xerian Nijira. T symbol 361 s open air acute l turned a lengthened j schwa n mod j small cap I stress d mod j e l mod j schwa, means, a whole week. Yes. V mod j e s mod j, is another word that can be used to mean, whole, or, entire. For example. Yes gorat. V mod j e s mod j stress letter 261 o r schwa t, means, the whole city. Pronunciation guide. Xeri. T symbol 361 s open air acute l small cap I j, the. Xe. TS sound is similar to the TS sound in the English word, cats. The stress is on the first syllable. Yin. D mod J EN mod J, the. The. D sound is similar to the D sound in the English word, day. The stress is on the first syllable. Zanut. Z turned A stress N mod J A T, the. Z. Z sound is similar to the Z sound in the English word, zoo. The stress is on the second syllable. The next word is yet. English word. Yet Russian sentence. On еще не пришел. Breakdown. On. This is the pronoun, he, in the nominative case. Pronunciation. On. Еще. This word means, still, or, yet, and is used to indicate that something is not finished, or has not happened. Pronunciation. ESHO. Не. This word means, not. Pronunciation. Не. Пришел. This is the past tense of the verb, to come, переходить. Pronunciation. Пришел. Translation. He has not come yet. Key concepts. Еще. Is a versatile word in Russian. It can mean, still, yet, or, more, depending on the context. Не. Is a negative particle, and is placed before the verb it negates. Приходить. Is an irregular verb, meaning its past tense conjugation is different from its infinitive form. Variations of, yet, in Russian. Еще. Still, yet. Пока. Until, yet, for now. Уже. Already, yet. Pronunciation of, yet, in Russian. The closest equivalent of, yet, in Russian is. Еще. ESHO. English and Russian translation. English. Yet Russian. Еще. ESHO. The next word is rate. The word, rate, can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here is an example using the word in the context of rate of speed. Sentence. Скорость автомобиля была очень высокой. Breakdown. Скорость. Скорость. This is the Russian word for speed. It is a feminine noun, so the adjective high must be in the feminine form. Автомобиля. Автомобиля. This is the genitive case of автомобиль. Автомобиль, meaning car. It is used to indicate possession. Была. Была. This is the past tense of the verb to be, meaning was. Очень. Очень. This is the word for very. Высокой. Roman 6. Okay. This is the feminine form of the adjective high. Translation. The car's speed was very high. Variations. Скорость. Can be used to refer to many different rates, such as rate of growth or rate of change. To differentiate the meaning, you can add a word that specifies the type of rate, like eroester, rost, growth, or izmenyenya, izmeniya, changes. The word rate is sometimes used in English to refer to a price or cost. In Russian, this would be translated using the word цена. Цена, price, or стоимость. Стоимость, cost. Pronunciation notes. Remember that Russian stress is unpredictable and must be learned. The letter Yeru is a short, unstressed vowel that often sounds similar to the vowel in bird or stir, but slightly more open. English and Russian translation. Rate. Скорость. Скорость. The next word is care. The word care in English can be used in many ways, so I will provide an example of a Russian sentence that uses the word care in a general sense. Russian sentence. Он заботится о своей семье. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced on, he, subject pronoun. Заботится. Pronounced ZABOH type SAR, cares, verb in the present tense. Or pronounced R, about, preposition. Своей. Pronounced СВАЙЙ, his or her, possessive adjective. СЕМЬЕ. Pronounced СМЙЕ, family, noun. Translation. He cares about his family. Key concepts. ЗАБОТИТЬСЯ. Is a verb that means to care for or to take care of. It is a common verb and is often used to express love and concern for someone. The word семья, family, is a common noun and is often used with the possessive adjective своей, his or her, to indicate that the family belongs to someone. Memorization. Try to remember the phrase заботиться о своей семье. As a whole, this will help you to learn the verb заботиться and the preposition о. In context. Pronunciation. Он. Он. Заботиться. ЗАБОХ types are о. Are. Своей. Своей. Семье. Семьи. English and Russian words. Care. Забота. Pronounced ЗАБОХТА, family. Семья. Pronounced СМЙЕ. The next word is expect. Hash hash sentence. Я. Ожидаю. Я ожидаю. Horrific result at ototoy raboty. Hash hash breakdown. Ожидаю. Ajideu. This is the present tense of the verb, to expect. It is conjugated in the first person singular. This means, I expect. The at the end of the word is pronounced like the in father. Haoeroshaika. Horoshik. This is the genitive plural form of the adjective haoeroshaikatkoye. Horoshie. Good. Genitive case is used after prepositions like ought. From, and after words that indicate possession, or belonging. Result of. This is the genitive plural form of the noun result at. Result. Again, the genitive case is used here, because of the preposition ought. This is a preposition that means, from. It is followed by the genitive case. Etoi. This is the feminine genitive singular form of the pronoun eteote. Etot. This. Erabeote yeru. Raboti. This is the genitive singular form of the noun erabeotea. Rabota. Work. Again, the genitive case is used here, because of the preposition ote. Ought. # meaning. This sentence means, I expect good results from this work. # variations. You can change the tense of the verb, to expect, to create different meanings. Ya. Ajidal. Ya ajidal. I expected, past tense, ya.
Budu ajidat.
Ya budu ajidat. I will expect, future tense. # key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to indicate possession, belonging, or the object of a preposition. It is important to learn the genitive forms of nouns and adjectives. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Many prepositions require a particular case. # pronunciation.
Ajidayu.
Ajidayu. The O is pronounced like the O in hot. The at the end is pronounced like the in father. Haoeroshaika. Horoshik. The O in haoeroshaika is pronounced like the O in hot. The ka at the end is pronounced like the ch in church. Result at of. The ye in eryemenelyeriteateove is pronounced like the e in bed. Ote. Ot. The o is pronounced like the o in hot. Eteoikatkoye. Etoi. The ye is pronounced like the e in bed. Erabeote yeru. Raboti. The a is pronounced like the a in father. # English and Russian translation. Expect.
Ajidat.
Ajidat. The next word is effect. The effect of the new law is still unknown. Effect nового закона пока неизвестен. Breakdown. Effect. Effect, this is the noun form of effect, and translates to effect in English. It is a masculine noun, so it takes the masculine form of the adjective new. Новый. Новый. Нового. Нового, this is the genitive case of the masculine adjective. Новый. Новый, meaning new. The genitive case is used to indicate possession, or a relationship between two things. Here, it indicates that the law is new. Zakona. Zakona, this is the genitive case of the noun.
Закон.
Закон, meaning law. The genitive case is used to indicate possession or a relationship between two things. Here, it indicates that the law is the subject of the sentence.
Пока.
Пока, this is an adverb meaning yet or still.
Неизвестен.
Неизвестен, this is the masculine singular form of the adjective.
Неизвестный.
Неизвестный, meaning unknown. It agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Эффект.
Effect. Key concepts. Gender of nouns. In Russian, nouns are categorized as masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the endings of adjectives and other words that agree with the noun. Cases. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. These changes are called cases. In this sentence, we see the genitive case used to show possession and the nominative case for the subject of the sentence. Word order. The basic word order in Russian is subject verb object, SVO. However, the position of words can be flexible to emphasize different parts of the sentence. Variations of effect.
Эффективный.
Эффективный, effective.
Воздействие.
Воздействие, impact, influence.
Последствия.
Последствия, consequences. Pronunciation guide.
Ear.
A, like the, E, in, bed.
Or.
O, like the, O, in, hot.
I.
E, like the, E, in, see.
U.
Y, like the, Y, in, my.
A.
A, like the, A, in, father.
U.
U, like the, U, in, moon.
Ear.
Ya, like the, ya, in, yard. English translation. Effect.
Effect.
Effect. The next word is sort. The word, sort, can be translated in Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. 1. S-O-R-T-E-R-O-V-A-T-E-R-I. High, sorter of at. High. To sort, this is the most common translation for sort, and is used when you are arranging things into categories. Example.
Он сортирует книги по жанрам.
He sorts the books by genre.
Он,
he.
Сортирует.
Sortирует, sorts.
Книги.
Ная, books.
По.
По, by.
Жанрам.
Жанрам, genres. Pronunciation guide.
Sort/tibek/robek/vat.
Sortirovat. The stress is on the third syllable, ro. The R is pronounced with a slight trill, similar to the R in Spanish. The V at the end is pronounced as F.
2.
Erasebeeratayeriesya, high, rasberatsya, high, to sort out, to figure out, this is used when you are trying to understand something, or to organize something that is complicated. Example.
Он разбирается в компьютерах.
He sorts out / understands computers.
Он,
he.
Разбирается.
Разбираться, sorts out.
V, in. Компьютерах.
Компьютерах, computers. Pronunciation guide.
Разбек/бибек/рабек/са.
Разбираться. The stress is on the second syllable, by. The R, in, разбираться, is a trilled sound. The тсая sounds like the тса in pizza.
3.
Ve-de, high, vid, high, type, kind, sort, this is used as a noun to mean type or kind.
Example.
К
Какой вид музыки тебе нравится?
What kind of music do you like?
Какой?
Какой?
What?
Вид.
Вид.
Sort.
Музыки.
Музыки.
Music.
Тебе.
Тебе.
You.
Нравится.
Нравится.
Like.
Pronunciation guide.
Вид.
Вид.
The D at the end of the word is pronounced softly.
Remember, the choice of translation will depend on the specific context of the sentence.
The next word is ever.
The word ever can be used in Russian in a few different ways. Here is an example of its use in a sentence.
Sentence.
Я
никогда
не
видел
такое краткое.
Красивый.
Закате.
Никогда.
Раньше.
Breakdown.
Я.
I.
Никогда.
Never.
Pronunciation.
Никогда.
Note the hard G sound, not a soft G.
Не.
Not.
Видел.
Saw. Past tense masculine singular verb.
Такой.
Such.
Красивый.
Beautiful.
Закат.
Sunset.
Раньше.
Before, earlier pronunciation.
Раньше, translation.
I have never seen such a beautiful sunset.
Never before.
Key concepts.
Никогда.
Means never and is used with the past tense.
Не.
Is used with verbs to indicate negation, meaning not.
In Russian, the adjective
красивый
changes depending on the noun it describes.
In this case, it is masculine because
закат
sunset is masculine.
The word
раньше
means before or earlier.
It is often used to emphasize that something has never happened before.
Variations.
The word
никогда
is used with the past tense to indicate that something has never happened.
You can use it with any verb.
You can also use
никогда
with the present tense to indicate that something will never happen.
Pronunciation.
Никогда.
Никогда.
Не.
Нет.
Видел.
Видал.
Такой.
Такой.
Красивый.
Красивый.
Закат.
Закат.
Раньше.
Раньше.
English. Ever Russian.
Никогда.
The next word is anything.
Hash hash anything.
Sentence.
Умня.
Нет.
Ничего.
Интересного.
Breakdown.
Умня.
This translates to I have and is the nominative case of the pronoun я,
I.
Нет.
This translates to there is not or I don't have.
It is in the singular form, which agrees with the noun
ничего.
Ничего.
This is the negative form of
чего-то,
something, and acts as a noun in this sentence, meaning nothing.
Интересного.
This is the genitive case of the adjective интересное-краткое, interesting, which modifies the noun ничего and adds detail about the nothing.
Translation.
I don't have anything interesting.
Key concept.
In Russian, the negative word any, nothing, takes the form of ничего when used with the word чего,
what.
This is one example of how Russian grammar utilizes prefixes to change meaning and grammatical function.
Pronunciation.
Умня.
Умня.
Нет.
Нет. Ничего. Ничего. Интересного.
Интересного. English to Russian. Anything.
Что-нибудь. Ч-то-нибудь.
The next word is say. English sentence. He said that he was going to the store. Russian sentence.
Он сказал, что он пойдет в магазин.
Breakdown. Он. Он. He. Сказал. Сказал. Said. This is the past tense of the verb. Сказать. Сказать. To say. This verb is irregular, and it's important to learn its different forms.
Что?
Chto. That. Он. Он. He. Пойдет. Пойдет. Will go. This is the future tense of the verb. Идти. Идти. To go. The future tense in Russian is formed by combining the verb. Идти. With the appropriate ending. In this case, the ending is. Йот. Йот. Because the subject is. Он. Он. He. V. To slash in. Used for direction. Magazine. Magazine. Store. Translation. He said that he would go to the store. Key concept. The verb. Сказать. Сказать. To say is irregular, but it is very common, and you will see it frequently. It's worth learning its various forms. Variations. Сказала. Сказала, she said. Сказали. Сказали, they said. English to Russian translation. Say. Сказать. Сказать. The next word is cause. The word cause in English can be translated to Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. We'll start with the most common usage. Причина. Причина. Pronunciation. Причина, grammatical notes. This word is feminine, and can be used in the nominative, accusative, or prepositional case. Sentence example. Причиной. Причиной. Его. Его. Отказа. Отказа. Была. Была. Болезнь. Болезнь. Translation. The cause of his refusal was illness. Breakdown. Причиной. Причиной is the instrumental case of. Причина. Причина, meaning, by the cause. Его. Его is the genitive case of. Он. Он, meaning, his. Отказа. Отказа is the genitive case of. Отказ. Отказ, meaning, refusal. Была. Была is the past tense of. Быть. Быть, meaning, was. Болезнь. Болезнь is the nominative case of. Болезнь. Болезнь, meaning, illness. Key concept. The instrumental case is used after prepositions, such as. По. По, by. С. S. With, and. Для. Для. For. Variations. Причина. Причина can also be used as a noun in the nominative case, such as. Какая. Какая. Причина. Причина. Твоей. Твоей. Печали. Печали. What is the cause of your sadness? To emphasize cause as a reason, you can use. Потому что. Потому что. Because. Из-за. Из-за. Because of is a more formal way to indicate cause. Pronunciation. Remember to pronounce the ch as a ch sound, not a k
K, sound. Cause, to make something happen.
Vizvat.
Vizvat, to cause, to provoke pronunciation.
Vizvat, example.
Eta.
Ito. Может.
Может.
Вызвать.
Вызвать. Проблемы. Problemy. Translation. This can cause problems. The next word is fall. The leaves.
Падают.
From the trees in the autumn. Breakdown.
Падают.
The verb, to fall, in the present tense, third person plural. The sound at the end of this word is like the in father. It is pronounced padayut. Note how the ut ending means the verb is in the third person plural, meaning it is referring to multiple subjects. The ending ut is added to verbs that end in ateyeri, yateyeri, yeteyeri, oteyeri, uteyeri. Think of it as an ending like in English. Osinyu. The word for autumn is pronounced Osinyu with a soft y sound at the end. You could also say Vosin, which literally translates to in autumn, to emphasize the time period. S. The preposition from Dievif. The word for trees. The ending yeri yeve is a plural form that is added to nouns ending in yeve or. It is pronounced dirivif with a soft y sound at the end. Translation. The leaves fall from the trees in the autumn. Word and pronunciation. Fall.
Padat.
Padat. Autumn.
Osin.
Ocean. The next word is deal. Hash hash.
Zdielka.
Bla.
Заключена.
На.
Выгодных.
Условиях.
Breakdown.
Сделка. Pronounced. Сделка, this is the noun for deal. In this case it is the subject of the sentence. It's a feminine noun that can also mean transaction or agreement.
Bla.
Pronounced. Bila, this is the past tense form of the verb, to be.
Быть.
Which is used in the past tense with feminine nouns. It essentially means, was.
Заключена.
Pronounced. Заключена, this is the past participle of the verb, to conclude.
Заключить.
Which indicates that the deal was completed. The past participle is used in the past tense when the action happened in the past, and is complete.
На.
Pronounced. На, this is a preposition that means, on, or, at. It can also mean, for, or, in, depending on context. In this sentence it indicates the conditions of the deal.
Выгодных.
Pronounced. Выгодны, this is the plural form of the adjective, advantageous, or, favorable.
Выгодные.
Условиях. Pronounced. Условия, this is the plural form of the noun, condition.
Условия.
Translation. The deal was concluded on favorable terms. Memorization tip. Think of deal like a treat and transaction like a transfer. These are both actions, so remember the verb to conclude.
Заключить.
English. Deal. Deal. Russian.
Сделка.
Сделка. The next word is water. The sentence is.
Я пью воду.
Breakdown. I, pronoun. This is one of the most important words to learn in Russian, and is very easy to pronounce. Я, sounds like, я, in, yard.
Пью.
Пью, drink, verb. The verb, to drink, in the present tense,
First person singular. This is the present tense of the verb peiteri. This word is easy to say. Sound it out, Piu.
Vodu.
Vodu, water, noun. The word. Vada. Pronounced vada is the feminine form of the word for water. This is the accusative case of the noun. Vada. The ending is important, and changes based on the context of the sentence. For example, if you are saying, the water is cold, the word water would be vada. But in this sentence, we are saying, I am drinking the water, so it is
vodu.
Translation. I drink water. Key concept. This sentence highlights the use of the present tense in Russian. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular, which means it is used when the speaker is talking about themselves. Pronunciation. Yar. Ya, like the ya in yard.
Piu.
Piu.
Vodu.
Vodu. English. Water, slash stress W open or lengthened T schwara slash Russian. Vada. Slash V schwa stress D a slash.